Scientists believe water may be the key in the battle between two introduced species in Australia. One of those species is the dung beetle, a valuable insect introduced by the cattle industry to help control dung and the parasites that breed within it. The other species is the cane toad, a noxious pest that slashed dung beetle numbers on cattle stations across Australia's Top End. Jessica Kidd reports.
Cane toads have left a trail of ecological destruction in their wake as they march ever further south and west. The poisonous South American toad is perhaps the most notorious example of Australia's dubious track record of introducing species to control pests. Now it's responsible for the demise of one of the few success stories of introduced species, the humble but very valuable dung beetle.
Dung beetles were introduced to Australia in the 1960s to solve a problem where we just had too much dung clogging up Australian farms and cattle stations. And so these dung beetles were brought over from Africa to break down the dung and basically bury the dung. And they've actually done an amazing job at helping to process all this dung that was clogging up Australia's farms.
Dr. Mike Letnick is from the University of New South Wales. He says dung beetles also control parasites such as buffalo flies and worms, which breed in cow dung and pose a major health risk to cattle. But the same dung these beetles feed on is effectively acting as bait for millions of hungry cane toads.
Cane toads are major predators of dung beetles. And what they do at night, they'll just sit themselves on a freshly deposited dung pat and they'll eat all the dung beetles that come and settle on the dung pats.
Dr. Letnick has led a study investigating the relationship between cane toads, dung beetles and water. PhD student Ben Feit from the Hawkesbury Institute for the Environment surveyed the areas surrounding two different water sources on three Northern Territory cattle stations. He compared water in open dams with water stored in closed tanks. He discovered that there was a direct correlation between access to water and the number of cane toads in that area.
The numbers of cane toads at dams where cane toads can access open water was about 6.4 times higher than the cane toad abundance we found at tanks. Dung beetles, in turn, were about 9.6 times lower in abundance at dams than at tanks.
Mr. Feit says the findings suggest cane toads have an enormous economic impact on the cattle industry.
We would expect an increase in cattle parasites, for example, that ultimately lead to a loss in cattle production and would translate into money loss for landholders and cattle farmers.
Cane toads need constant access to water in order to survive. And scientists believe that blocking the toads' access to water on farms will not only protect the dung beetle, it could also help control the spread of cane toads. Dr. Mike Letnick again.
If we can restrict cane toads' access to water, we can basically lock the cane toads out of the country.
Is it feasible that across every farm, farmers could take measures to make their water sources inaccessible to cane toads?
The sorts of water storage systems we're proposing are actually more efficient, so they use less fuel because there's less losses of water due to evaporation and seepage. So in the long term, the benefits of actually restricting cane toads' access to water will also have other economic benefits.
The study has been published in the journal Ecosystems.
Jessica Kidd.